name and fame. What is his own installment, installation. Someone wants to install himself in a throne of fame and name, and wants so many materials. We are not going to supply their further. So, the inquirer, the disciple, the people, they must have some certificate, some standard of knowledge, some standard of capacity. So there is symptoms of the shishya, the disciple, and the guru. And then there, if they met, there will be something produced. Otherwise it will be useless, bothering.
And I ask about Mr. Kennedy's book is, I had one god brother who had read that book, and he was,
I have nothing to do, I don't like to hear Kennedy, he's wedged already. He has found this Ramdas Babaji who represents the nasty aspect of Sri Chaitanya Dev, and he has accepted them as Vaishnava standard. So the man is judged thereby. The Kennedy is just there. He has come to take that party as Vaishnava, representing Chaitanya Dev. So finished. Why should I go to lose my energy against him?
One of my godbrothers read that book, and I think it disturbed his faith. So that's why
he defeated so many Hiranyagarbha, etc. And they are tempted by that thing and they have gone out. Many will do so. Coming and going, that is a fashion everywhere. For example, out of curiosity, they come, and after some time they go away. Not a deep inquiry. To solve his problem of fate and the fortune.
Guru Maharaj, I have a question that we see that even kindness, that the quality of kindness can even be a contamination, because we see that Maharaj Bharat, he showed kindness to a deer, and because of that he fell down.
I don't follow. What is the question?
The question is, Bharat, Bharat Maharaj,
Bharat Maharaj,
in Bhagavatam, he became attached to one deer, and out of that kindness, Partha is asking, it's some defect. Kindness, is it some defect from that example?
Then, where is the rub? Kindness.
Where's the wrong? It seems material affection.
Yes. Your answer within you. The material affection is no affection, this is Maya. Not to the soul to soul. The mind to the body. The body of the dear child and the mind of Bharata. Material transaction. He came in connection with material transaction. So it is shown that it is very hard to get out of the material transaction. It is very, very difficult. Only mere mental profession. That only live the profession is not the real thing. We profess something, that I am so and so, preach, but may not really be so. In Bharat also, exemplary indifference to his kingdom, to his own family, but still the material connection does not leave him. There he again comes in connection with material affection. So it is very difficult to get out. It is easy to get out from tamogun, rajogun, but sattogun is very subtle and durability is also long. So he is showing kindness to a most lower level animal, kindness to the animal, but there also the misconception of the spiritual truth, the body concern. The body concern of the animal. A kindness towards what? Towards the body, not to the soul. And so, Bharat here is not energizing, is not functioning his spiritual attribute, but it is connected with material. Misconception. So from high level of renunciation, we find that the fall. A Chaitanya movement written by Kennedy. That name Chaitanya, that is enough. We don't consider. That is blasphemy of Chaitanya. He has to know who is Chaitanya first. In a regular process, he must be a disciple to a bona fide acharya. Then he will be able what is real spiritual. Then the high degree of spirituality. Then he will come to know what is Chaitanya. He has come here bhini bhisi vidhi. There is one expression of Julius Caesar. I came, I saw, I conquered. Mr. Kennedy came and he tried to know about Chaitanya and he got a party and got Chaitanya and he wrote something and we have to take that. Your mentality is also of similar type. You want to be a master very cheaply. So many thoughts in the religious world you want to devour and then to vomit something to the world. And those that are unfortunate, they will go to read those things. They will lose their energy and their time. What is the value of these ordinary remarking, intellectualism over spirituality? That is all screening the spiritual truth. So many enemies to the spiritual truth. You are eager to be a master of giving so many theological opinions in the book. But what is your position? How much you have learned? How much trouble you have taken to understand what is real spirituality? And you want to be an authority, giving so many. What is underlying your fame, men? To teach the world? They are all, almost all, they are teachers. We must be aware of those teachers who want to exploit in religious world. Rather, teachers of this world, they are of less value. These teachers, they are the worst enemy of this society, of the jiva. They want to cheat the people, exploit the people that have got a meager capital, very little capital for the to spend for spiritual life, and that is being cheated by some exploiters. Worst type of teachers they are. Very steep preachership, Acharya, Pandit. We can't get any touch with spirituality, spiritual truth, with our intellect. Avan munosho gocharo. It is not under the jurisdiction of mind and world intelligence. But it is the property of the soul. It will come from super soul to the soul. And the method of acquiring such truth is quite different from anyone of the teaching school of this world. Not intellectualism. And to supply in the market intellectualism in the name of spirituality, that is what sort of robbing the society. So I told the, so many days that there was Nagaraj Sharma. He criticized this Radha Krishnan and Subhiran Das Gupta and many others. There is one to exploit people by intellectualism in place of a spiritual truth. Spirituality, that is revelation. And to come to revelation, a process is recommended. In that process, leaving all your experience of this world, clean hand, naked, you must stand, frustrated with all your truth of experience, you will go to this spiritual world. I have come, it is all finished, I have come for revelation, revealed truth, which is coming from the infinite to finite. And all finite attempts are discarded. All empirical experience is demolished. I have come to know from the infinite what is his characteristic. A beggar on the door of the infinite. The finite will stand as beggar on the door of the infinite, the agent of the infinite. And there he can get some spiritual truth. And that by also in installment and of different nature. Revealed truth also may be of different nature, according to the circumstance and environment. Do you follow what I say? No?
Yes.
Das Maharaj.
Guru Maharaj? I think Swami Maharaj intended even children, small children, to repeat something as simple as, who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, to the Westerners, he was saying, whatever...
In the beginning, some advertisement is necessary. So even to the reporter of the newspaper, he may say something that is for advertisement, for primary treatment, but not a real Guru Shishya Sangvad, real transaction of spirituality there, only in the way of advertisement. A reporter also comes, he may say something to that. I have come with this opinion, this such, something. But that does not mean that the reporter and Swami Maharaj, there some spiritual transaction is being done. A very slight border, advertisement.
So I think what Bhargava Das's intention was, in his present situation, try to attract some Westerners to Indian mysticism, philosophy, and ultimately Krishna consciousness, but not as you are describing in the exactly the perfect shiksha guru disciple arrangement, where he's trying to preach in a very general way for this preliminary attraction, not that he feels like a good connection. It's only possible.
So acceptance and elimination by stages. That means progress. Progress means acceptance, accepted things eliminated, and a new acceptance.
I don't want to be a guru. It's just that I don't want to take the position of a guru. But Swami Maharaj, he taught us that we should preach from our own level of realization.
Why Achyutananda was left almost out of the group, his group? Why? And he is written a Jewish yogi. Why, what for? He was neglected. And he wrote a book, Jewish yogi or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, autobiography of a Jewish yogi.
Huh?
Autobiography
of a Jewish yogi.
It is, I think his intention is to attract people.
So, after mixing with Swami Maharaj from the beginning, and having deep connection, after that also he is engaged in that. Not a proper Vaishnava. But Jewishness is that, and the yogi is there. And no mention of bhakti or Krishna or love or Vrindavan, nothing. Mainly. Why?
I think he wanted to attract people who came from a similar background to show his evolution in consciousness, how he came from a Jewish background, from America, and then how he came to appreciate.
Then do you think the Gita, the name of Gita was given as Bible, that would have been better for the people? As Bhagavatam, instead of Bhagavatam, if we put the name of the Bible, then it will be more beneficial to the people.
Sometimes, to preach in the West, it's thought one must come to the level of the Westerner, which is very low platform. Instead of offering pure bhakti in the beginning.
So, to live there permanently, that is not laudable. Professor, he would be a school, a primary teacher. He would always remain there. It is not desirable. He can give higher education. It would be a waste of energy, bad economy. Sometimes he may come, very few. Rarely he may come to the level of a primary student, but he must maintain his own higher position. he will convert himself fully for the primary teacher, a professor.
No.
Then that will be waste of energy, bad economy. Sometimes he might have come to the lowest level, but he maintained must be his own position. And there is no doubt for his students in higher level. Why should you come down always and remain there as primary teacher?
With this book that I wanted to work on, I wanted to attract those people who are basically interested in culture. With this book, I wanted to attract those people who are interested in culture, the superficial part of culture, the external, the visual part of culture, and try to introduce bhakti to that.
Our business to tell you the physician cured thyself.
That I am in diseased condition, I understand. Should I give up this idea?
Yes, as we have got the test from our Guru Maharaj, we can have some conception if we are sincere. We see that so many diseased persons outside. Cannot but. Otherwise, why I have come from such level to some other level? I am striving, I am staying, I am talking of that level. What is the justification of my speaking to the public of the standard of truth which we have got from Guru Maharaj and Sri Chaitanya Dev? I must be sincere to my own cause. I feel sincerely there is a great in the learning or in the realization of spiritual truth. And I must speak so to the outside. Shankaracharya, he gave a great deal to his followers. And the Vaishnava, they said, what he told, that is cheating. What is the truth underlying this? All vanity. The Vaishnava Acharya, Ramanuja, Madhva, etc., Chaitanya Dev, he is abusing Shankaracharya, who is revered by so many scholars. Only from the standpoint of abusement or something substantial in their store. On the negative side, that Buddha, Shankaracharya refuted Buddhism. Buddha has a very big followers, so many scholars. But Shankaracharya refuted him, and Ramanuja refuted Shankara. What is the reason? No inner necessity, no pressure from the truth, only for fame. Those big persons. They are dismissed like anything, the cheaters. They are all cheaters. They boldly assert. Why? What is justification behind? Only to propagate their own vanity? Or there is some truth behind?
To preach from a pure platform has great value. But to preach from a pure platform where one is very strict in his own practice, that has great value.
At his own level he will speak generally. Janisha sarva bhutanam tushnam jaya. What is night to one, day to another. what Chaitanya would say, that would be that your Swami Maharaj told to Achyutananda. What talk I had from Siddharth Maharaj, if I say to you, you will faint. You will faint. He was a general scholar, Achyutananda. But Swami Maharaj had to tell him that what sort of talk I had with Siddharth Maharaj, if I say to you, he inquired, the what sort of talk you had, and he would faint. What does it indicate? Beyond his jurisdiction.
So to preach, one should at least live as an uncompromising life with the absolute truth.
The long and the short is this, that I feel it very troublesome to be dragged down to the level of primary education.
Yes.
The whole trouble is here, that I have got little energy and I want to utilize that energy in a proper brain.
Yes.
And not go to the down limit of the primary teacher.
Yes.
That is, once, twice, thrice I can go. But always, if I am drawn to the primary class, it is too much for me to bear. The same question repeating. Yes. I am disgusted. The fine higher inquiry, that should come to me. My days are numbered. Energy is very scanty. Still, I want to do some service to my Gurudev. What special things he has deposited with me. Once, twice I can, thrice, five times I can repeat. These lower things. But always only taken down to the lower level and to struggle there. That is too much for me. The long and short is this.
Maharaj? Then what is the proper way for a neophyte to inquire knowledge from you?
I shall recommend so many scriptures and other teachers also. You try to understand the practical side. This is not, I am not very happy to give vent to all these feelings. But only hammering on the same place always, that is very tedious.
I think it would be good if the devotees who have questions bring them to someone who...
So many tapes already...
Yes.
Already given out.
And these can be answered separately.
Fine points which come to inquire from me. Fine points. This is all ordinary, stale, and repeated many a time. Chewing, this is like chewing the fodder.
Chewing the chew.
Straw, chewing straw. Straw is also a food in a particular group, but not everywhere.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Should I give up
Should I give up working on this book?
Give up?
Should I give up working on this book? Should I stop?
To collect your materials. To give up that mentality. That you have come to collect materials of your imagined book. I'm not going to supply that to the market.
What should my mentality be then?
You inquire yourself, purify and pure thyself. Come for your own necessity, that you are under fire. You must feel that you are within fire, and to get out of that fire, there I shall find your sincerity. Not that only to collect some straw and scatter before the then I have got no such business. To supply straw for the cattle, no such business with me. I want to deal with them who will think that I am within fire, how to be saved. That sort of life I want. How can I save? Physician, cure thyself. How I shall be saved? I find that I am within fire. Then he is a bona fide disciple and a seeker of the truth. Otherwise all fashionable seekers of the truth. Making puns. I have not energy, so much energy overflowing to spare for them. Really the needy, who feels that he is a needy, and want to be saved. Then I shall embrace him. I am also in the same condition. I came to Guru, and he is saving me in such a process. You also take this. Not any acquisition in this area of misunderstanding. Of different type. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I have no ground on my foot, under my foot. I am in the sky. There is no support. No support. I want some support. Where to stand, what to catch. I am in danger. I want to get out of this dangerous position. They are sincere seekers of the truth. A transaction with them would produce some fruit, some desired result. A sort of luxury.
For your personal disciples, do you require them?
A personal disciple does not mean they are of some level. How many are coming to hear from me? They are engaged in their level. Go on doing this. They are engaged in different types of services. Then one day they will come to such a level as to inquire direct about things of higher principles.
Guru Maharaj, would it be possible?
Where?
This is Brahmananda.
Huh?
Brahmananda Das.
Brahmananda.
Yes.
Then?
Nityananda.
Nityananda.
Sudama Krishna.
And Parsha Sarathya. Paruma. And Naika. Who is that? No, that machine. All right, what's that?
If we can have your darshan in the morning time, it is very wonderful for us to be able to associate with your divine grace. Perhaps you could just give us a short discourse in the morning. Perhaps that would be better. And if any serious questions come, maybe after. Only serious questions. Is that possible?
I can't follow.
If we could have some Bhagavat discourse, if we could hear from your divine grace in the morning, rather than questions and answers from us, unless they're very serious questions, might be better.
One-sided. I shall give lectures, and whether you will be able to accept it, to get it, I won't be able to know. You want that?
Question.
I shall go in my own way. Whether it will produce any effect on you, I won't care for that. Do you like to say that?
Well, no. We could ask a question if we don't.
Question means to examine from what level you have come to.
Yes.
Understand me. Questioning means this.
Yes.
Questioning means testing your level of thinking and aspiration. Where you are. You are making any progress, or you are standing in the same place, same layer. For that I want to ask you questions. And on what platform you come to question me? Whether my his energy is being utilized or it is spent useless, wasted. Gaurari. Hardnessness, eagerness must increase. No knowledge. Bhagavatam has come to teach us in such a level. The knowledge is futile. That is a wonderful thing. Who can digest, he will come to inquire what is devotion in Gauri about, of the Chaitanya account. that knowledge is useless. His enemy is overcoating, not within the substance, knowledge. Knowledge is a coating, cover. Jnana karma dhanavatam. The energy and the intellect, that is outer cover. And the real man within is devotion. Devotion is the real plane of life. And the spirit of inquisitiveness, that is a foreign thing. And to try to exploit by our energy I may earn, that is a foreign thing to the soul. Automatic service to the center, inspired satisfaction towards the center, that is life proper. And this is all covers, spare. The very definition of devotion is such, anyabhilashita sunnam karma jnana dhanat. Anyabhilash means fleeting desire, whimsical questions, everything, whimsical. No principle, no basis, no law. That is anyabhilash, karma. Systematic application, engagement of our energy to produce some desired result. That is karma. And then inquiry, inquisitiveness, and to develop our iron chest with gold coins, so many knowledge, units of knowledge, all redundant, unnecessary. To a bona fide student of a devotion proper, jnana sunna bhakti, we have to understand first. The primary education of Shuddha Bhakti is this. This karma and the energy, the energy energizing as well as intellectualism, both are only in the cover. It has got no connection with things, proper substance. Spirit with our soul. From this standard we shall try to inquire and understand if any interest we find there, in that level. For the beginners, this qualification is necessary to be admitted in the school of Chaitanya Dev, Bhakti. The karma jnana, this material energy, this dollar, the physical power, all these things, and the gift of the present civilization that began science, they are all enemy. How to get out of that, then? This civilization, how to get out this present civilization? From the clutches of this this show, this extraordinary